Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Welcome to the program. And I'm going to do a show today on dating. And so if you are looking for love, then this is the show for you. In case you're new to the program, I am Amy Yancey of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I help people live the life of their dreams. And so if your dream is to manifest love, to find that partner, that relationship that you've always been hoping for, then I can help. Consider my services, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. I work with people in packages, and I definitely can help you get there. Okay, so let's talk dating. This show is going to be soulful. That's the intention for the program, is to be soulful in what I know to be true about dating. So first and foremost, feel confident. This is something that you'll just have to work on, is believing that, A, you're worthy of love, B, you deserve love, and C, you're confident enough to get out there and start dating. So often we hide because we have our insecurities. Maybe it's a body insecurity. Maybe it's a career insecurity. Maybe it's an upbringing insecurity. And we don't think that we can have what we want in the realm of dating. This, I'm here to tell you, your confidence is what is sexy, whether you're man or woman or whatever you're pursuing in terms of a romantic relationship. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that you are a good catch. And so I would say start with really identifying what makes you a great partner and why you deserve to be in a relationship. So the way you do this is open your journal and just start making a list, or you can do it on your phone, of all the reasons why you are a great partner, why you will be a great partner, why you will make someone so incredibly happy. Because if you believe it, right, because life is created based on what we are doing inside, what we feel in our hearts, what we're thinking in our minds, if you believe that you are confident enough to get out there and start dating and to be in a relationship, then you will create it. So first step is confidence. Number two, you got to start dating, right? And what better time to be alive than now in terms of dating? We have apps that you can load up some photos. Be sure to include a full body photo. Make sure your photos truly reflect who you are. And get out there and just start dating. Start talking and communicating with people first. But don't let that communication just be a constant stream of back and forth. Really seek to make a connection with someone that you can go out with, you can get to know, you can have a good time, and see if it's the right fit. You won't know until you meet someone. Again, you won't know until you meet someone. But do use that time of communicating over text and email and exchanging messages on the app as your opportunity to really identify if someone is the right partner for you. Step number three, how do you know if they're the right partner for you? Well, you need to make a list, 15 qualities you want your ideal mate to have. And really be soulful about making this list. I recommend in my Manifest Love program to make the list, then make it again, and make it again. And till you identify the 15 qualities that you most want to have in a partner. I say don't include any more than two physical attributes. Definitely include something about financial well-being, because this is the world we live in, and life is so much easier when you have money and you want a mate that also has a healthy relationship with money. And be sure to include that you have common interests as well as similar sexual preferences. All very important. All components that make for a happy relationship. And then number four, going back to being on the apps and communicating on the apps, be mindful of their communication style. Do they communicate in the way in which you communicate? Does it light you up? If someone's being really slow with messages or being vague playing it too cool and you're constantly questioning their intention and what they mean, then that's probably not the right fit for you. Really trust your intuition on it. Just because you meet someone and you think, wow, I sparked with them, yeah, that's amazing. But if that spark is not fully meeting your needs, meaning the communication's not very good, they're not trying to book a date, then there's no reason to continue to talk to them. Also, going back to sexual preferences, if they don't have the same type of mindset about coupling as you do, then there's no reason to date them. You don't have to settle and you don't have to compromise when it comes to dating. And so often, particularly, I see it with women, we feel the need to compromise because we think that's the best that we can get. But I'm here to tell you, you can have what you want. Don't compromise. Also, think about what your long-term goals are and make sure that you attract someone who has the same long-term goals as you. I have very specific long-term goals for my life. And I'm in this place now where I have done a lot of work on myself and I've done a lot of work around dating. And I feel very confident that I can go out and meet someone. But what I'm finding is I'm meeting great men, men I connect with. And then as I get deeper into it, I realize we have very different values for the future. And so make sure you are identifying someone that shares your values. And the best way to do that, and what I found with myself, is you have to own what your values are. If you have a particular perspective about where you want to live, whether or not you want to have children, how much money you want to make, how visible you want to be in the world, make sure you have a partner who matches those same desires. Everybody has free will and everybody gets to do it their own way. And even if the connection's great, if you don't have the same perspective for the future, you have to let them go. I met a wonderful man this year, at the beginning of this year. Great guy, interesting, but we were very different in terms of lifestyle and future goals. And so ultimately that relationship had to end because we weren't on the same page there. It's okay to let it go. And here's the thing, when you are in your truth, when you uncouple or you decide not to pursue a partner because you guys have different values, in honoring yourself, it makes the breakup less painful. It really does. Like I experience the greatest amount of pain when I'm not being true to myself when I'm dating. But if I'm true to myself and I honor my own inner wisdom of what is right for me, then I can move through those relationships with ease. You will find what you're looking for. So this is my next point, is really believing that you will find the right relationship for you. Back in the day when I used to do more one-on-one work and many people called me for psychic information, the classic question that I would get is, you know, Amy, is this person going to be my soulmate? Will I find that person if it's not this person? Yes, if you believe that you want, if you believe that your desire to be in a relationship is real and genuine and true, then it will happen for you. You just have to get out there, continue to date, feel confident in who you are, be clear about what you need in a mate, be clear about what type of relationship you want to be in, and then seek it. You know, dating can be really fun and exciting and joyful. And as long as you're being true to yourself, you'll find that you can move through the process with greater ease and less heartache and less need to cling to what is not working. I think this is the other piece to this, is that because of our fear that we won't get what we want, we cling to things that just don't work because we're so afraid of the other side. It's like our ego says to us, like, I'd much rather settle for this person who's not really meeting my needs instead of seeking that which I want most. So, yeah. Seek what you want most when it comes to dating. And the dating process is a seductive process. And we all want happily ever after. And the it can be enchanting meeting someone and connecting with them, but be sure that they're the right fit for you before you give your whole heart over to them. And I think the key here is to not get caught in the fantasy of being in a relationship and really go into it with your eyes wide open. You know, like I said, it's seductive being not, I'm not talking about the actual person being seductive. They could very well be, and they could not be. But the whole idea of finding the one is such a seductive concept that we're so afraid that we won't get it that we settle. And there is never any reason to settle. Aim high and you will get what you want. Aim high and you will get what you want. And what does that mean? No human is perfect, but there is the right relationship for you. And if you, once you get clear about what that desire is and the specifics of that desire and why you want that desire being that relationship, then you'll be more likely to manifest that which you want most. So get out there, date, have fun, be your best self in the process. You're a work in progress. Know that you will attract someone else who is a work in progress, but you can still have an amazing relationship without having to be perfect, without having to put on a facade of not wanting a relationship. I see that a lot. Matter of fact, here in Los Angeles, I've stumbled into a patch of a folk adjacent friend group. It's adjacent to my primary friend group. And there are a lot of women who have convinced themselves that they don't want to be in a relationship. Well, the truth is we don't want to be in bad relationships. And so the way to not be in a bad relationship is stay true to yourself in the dating process. Know that you are an amazing catch and you don't have to tolerate stuff that doesn't work for you. And believe you can have what you want. The dating process can be a lot of fun. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Be willing to say no. Use the block feature on your phone. You know, if you're communicating with somebody and it's quite clear that they're not the right fit for you, you can just be like, hey, you're not the right fit, and block them and move on to the next person. And it's not disrespectful. We all know the process. We're all looking for the one, but we don't have to get caught up and hung up on something that's not initially the right fit. And then we start to form a fantasy around it. And with that comes all these feelings and quotes that are attached to the fantasy instead of the actual relationship. I hope you're going with me on this. You deserve to have what you want. You deserve to be the best version of yourself in the dating process. Now, I didn't say perfect. I said the best version of yourself. And the way you do that is you trust your intuition, you honor your truth, and you say no to what doesn't work. And everybody feels good in that process. Yeah, breakups can be messy, but they don't have to be awful, and they don't have to be devastating. And they're the most painful when we first have not honored ourselves. And I think it's a mirror of the pain that we create within us because we tell ourselves we can't have what we want. So we have to forget. And I'm telling you that never works out. And so be in your truth. Trust that you know what is best for you. Trust that you know what will work for you. And it's always okay to say no. And when you do, that just opens the door to meet somebody else. Believe in yourself. Believe in your radiance. Shine your light wherever you go. Feel good about you. Feel good about your life and feel good about the direction in which you're going, and you will attract someone that matches that vibration. So again, dating is fun. Dating is right. Yes, you might have had some bad relationships. It doesn't mean that love is not possible for you. It's just a part of the process. You know, get comfortable with taking risk and disappointment and failure and say, hey, I'm just finding my way there, getting more and more clear about what I want. I'm being true to myself every step of the way. And when I acknowledge that something's not working for me, I can exit quickly or I can stick around because I know I found it. Change the conversation in your mind about dating. Believe that it's easy. Believe that you are absolutely magnetic. Believe that you are worthy of the process. Believe that you are loved. Believe that you are loved and love yourself. So my last little tip here, start dating yourself. This is something I talk about in my Journey to Self-Love, my ebook on Amazon. You are worthy of love, and the way you're going to reprogram yourself to believe it is start acting with love and respect towards yourself. Date yourself. Get to know yourself. Go out. Ask yourself questions. Know who you are. And the more that you know, the better you're going to feel as you actually start to date someone else. Shine, 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 no matter where you are, and you will be amazed by the results. So it's a shorter program for you. Dating is fun. Dating is fun. You can always say no. And know that there will, all you're looking for is your yes. You're looking for the right person. You don't have to be the most popular person on the dating app. You just have to find the right person for you. Until next time, I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking to start dating, you're ready for that relationship, you've got plans and ideas about your future, and you know having a partner will help fulfill that desire, then I want to help you find it. I want to help you find love. Consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I work with clients in packages, and you will find what you are looking for. Until next time, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.